devotee. There is a verse by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati. Panchitosmi, panchitosmi, panchitosmi nashangshaya. Vishvam gaura rase magnam, sparsho pi mama na bhavat. Deceived, deceived, no doubt deceived am I. The whole universe became flooded with love of Sri Gauranga, but alas, my fate was not to get even the slightest touch of it. Srila Guru Maharaj, that is a clear thing, and it expresses the very nature of the devotee. That is, as much conception of the infinite as one has, he must feel within himself that he is insignificant to the same degree. It is the infinite conception from the view of relativity. It is a question of relativity. When you can see a bigger thing, then relatively you cannot but think that you are very infinitesimal. When you look at a great thing, in comparison with that, you are the smallest. Do you conceive this? When you see the ocean, you can perceive how tiny you are in relation to that great magnitude of water. In comparison, you are very insignificant, is it not? So apply that principle in this instance also. One who looks at a great thing, whether in size or knowledge or love, when standing at the verge of a great thing, from the consideration of relativity, he shall think, I am very poor and very low. Purishara kitta hoite muni se laghishta. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says of himself, I am so mean, lower even than the worm in stool. When one has seen such pure and higher things, in comparison with that, he must have such feelings. Mahaprabhu himself says, I am as insignificant as an insect, but still I continue my life. My life is like an insect's. Na prema gandoshti tarapi meharo krandami sobhagya bharang prakashitam pangshi vilash ananyalokanang vina vibharmi jat prana patanga kang vrita. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjhalila 2.45. Such a pure and merciful ocean of love I see spread before me, but I am so unqualified that I do not receive even a drop of it. Why? Because I am a hypocrite. I really do not want it, so I don't deserve it. I don't want it, and so my life is unfulfilled. I have come near such a vast and beautiful thing, but I am not allowed to even touch or receive a drop of it. I am so low, so unqualified. Why? Because I am a hypocrite, but still I think I am great, that I have importance, pratishta. Despite all of this, I cannot leave my vanity, my false vanity. I want to display that I have some great achievement of Krishna prema, and therefore I shed tears. But these tears are not real, for still I am addicted to my lower self. I am self-centered. My self-centeredness has not been dissolved. I am a seeker of my own fame, so I am not being allowed to partake of that ocean of nectar. So seeing such an ocean of nectar, one must gradually come to see himself as the meanest of the mean. As much as one comes in connection and consciousness of the higher reality, then relatively he is compelled to think himself to be the meanest of the mean. That is the truth. That is the law of nature. Therefore, devotees of the higher order are seen always to say, everyone has the chance, but not I. I cannot avail myself of this ocean. Narottam Das Thakur has said, Jagai and Madhai were such great culprits, but they were released and received the nectar. But it seems that only I, Narottam, am barred and cannot touch it. It is the nature of one who appreciates the highest that he will think himself to be in the lower position. We find this in the practices and sayings of the great men. It is a question of Trinadapi Sunichana, tarorapi sahishnuna. And this is a necessary qualification of a devotee. We must have that sort of qualification, that sort of heart. That must not be an artificial thing. But if we are not ready to think ourselves lower, we cannot come in connection with the higher. Trinarapi sunichana, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtanya shada hari. Your attitude towards the search will be such that you are almost unfit to search for such a goal, yet you sincerely want to begin your new life. To feel you are so unqualified is the qualification for the finite to approach the infinite. If you think that you are something, that is a disqualification in your search for the infinite. With humility, you are to take the name of the Lord, that divine sound. But the process is that you must be mindful of this necessity of humility, otherwise the search will be in vain and your attempt will be lost. So what will be the proper attitude? Trinadapi sunich. You are to think yourself to be the meanest of the mean and the humblest of the humble. Sincerely you must feel that way. Tarorapi sahishnu. Your forbearance must not have any limit. You must not feel, so many days, so many ages I've passed in this search, but I haven't reached there yet, I shall give up. Be sure that you have come to search for the infinite. So there is no time limit and no room for any vanity that you shall think yourself to be master of that higher realm. For that is a disqualification and must be given up from the beginning. Amanina manadena. Your highest enemy is your self-seeking nature. To think that you have some standing, some greatness in you. That sort of vanity must be abandoned. Amanina. You must never seek any honor for yourself. No reward. Manadena. At the same time you must be modest in your dealings with all others. Then your amanina will be genuine. If you do not like to give the honor to others, then your own self-seeking will be present and traceable. But when you can give honor to others without wanting any for yourself, you will be qualified to search for Govindam, for the center, the infinite, the absolute. You are a qualified student if you can give up all these bad and unfavorable prejudices. If you come to search after the absolute, then you must have such qualifications, otherwise you will fail. So we find that the great devotees always condemn themselves to the extreme, beyond what we can conceive, even for ordinary persons. Kaviraj Goswami, who is the giver of the highest conception of the truth, says, Chagai madhai haite munise papishta, purishera kitta haite munise lagishta, Moranam shuni jai tar punyakshai, Moranam lai jai tar papahai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 5, 205 and 206. I am worse than a worm in stool. When Jagai Madai came in the relativity of Mahaprabhu, they were considered to be the worst sinners, but I am worse than them. My sins are so dirty, no one can even dream such things. I am such a great sinner that whoever will hear about me, dirt and sin will enter him through his coming in contact with my name. Sin will enter one who once hears my name and his good qualities will vanish. Kaviraj Goswami continues, I am a person of the worst type, but the grace of Nityananda Prabhu possesses such a high degree of disinfection that he has given me so many things. He has taken me to Vrindavan and has given the relationship of Rup, Raghunath and Govinda. There is no qualification in me, but all is the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. By this he wants to express his highest gratitude to Nityananda Prabhu. It is shameful to speak about one's own life, but still I do this. Why? If I do not do so, then I shall be ungrateful to the grace and magnanimity of Nityananda Prabhu. So fallen am I. But Nityananda Prabhu has given me all these things. Vrindavan, Rup, Sanatan, Gobinda, Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das, and so much else. It is all the gift of Nityananda Prabhu. It is his unconditional gift to this one with no qualification. And therefore I have mentioned, yes, I have such things. If I do not say so, then I shall be an offender to Nityananda Prabhu's grace. So I am compelled to confess that I am so sinful and fallen, but by his grace I have received these things. The conception and feelings of all the great devotees are of such type. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati similarly expressed, "It is there. I can see and feel that it is there, but I am deprived. Sparsho pi mama nabhavat." And Radharani herself says, "Krishna is qualified in every way. I can't blame him in any way at all. But still, he is so cruel to us all. He left Vrindavan, and so we are all feeling extreme pain. But I cannot accuse him in any way. This is my Dudaiva Bilas, pastime of separation. This is union in separation, and is a peculiar type of achievement. Externally there is suffering, but internally there is transcendental ecstasy. Bhaivashadvalahoy Pitari Anandamai." Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majalila 2:50. When one actually has the thing, he says, "No, I don't have it." This is the special characteristic of the infinite. One who has it in his possession says, "No, I have nothing." This is because it is a statement from the negative to the positive. And when he says, "I have it," then he has not. The negative cannot assert at all, but can only attract. Assertion is only with the positive. So the negative can hanker, he can express his own reality in the negative characteristic. He can express his degree of want. The measurement of his position is according to his negative tendency, his necessity, his depth of attraction, not of gain. It is just the opposite to the general measurement of one's standing in this mundane world. The real measurement is in the negative side, the depth of necessity and the depth of attraction, but not of gain. Only the positive can assert his existence. Devotee, this is beautiful. Srila Guru Maharaj, yes. And it is because of your beautiful attraction to all these things that they are being drawn out. Devotee, it is one thing for such great personalities as Kaviraj Goswami to make these statements. But for men like ourselves, we actually are like that. Srila Guru Maharaj, that will be the standard to keep in front of us, the ideal as given by our Guru Maharaj. But we must not assume ourselves to be of the standing of Kaviraj Goswami. That is another type of wrong thinking also. In his book Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur tries his utmost to describe the greatness and magnanimity of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Then he says, "In such a modest and broad way, I am appealing to the people at large. I am touching and holding their feet and putting to them, please turn and appreciate the magnanimity and great gift of Gaura Nitai. It is for your benefit. Please accept this. No matter what class of sinner you are or what filthy position you are in, you please try to come and connect with Gaura Nityananda. You'll be blessed and all your hankering will be fulfilled. Do it. It will be for your benefit." But after so much fervent appeal to earnestly request you all to appreciate Gaura and Nityananda, if anyone still wants to criticize and blame Nityananda and Gauranga, then I want to kick his head. This is also a peculiar sentiment that may come in the heart of a devotee. How to explain it? So many superficial critics have said, Kaviraj Goswami has appealed in such a modest way, but this Vrindavan Das has such vanity. His vanity is so great. He's so proud that he wants to kick those who do not have faith in Gaura Nityananda. His attitude is most impertinent. Before joining the mission, I had read such comments, but when I came to the Gaudiya Math, I heard a particular interpretation from our Srila Prabhupada. He explained that by this statement, Nityananda Prabhu has come to the relief of the most sinful and heinous. They have no other method to come to divinity, but Nityananda Prabhu has opened a way for them. They are being punished by his devotee, and so Krishna's special attraction will be drawn towards them. Krishna's attraction will be there because apparently his child, his devotee, has done something wrong, so he will come to compensate for that. If punishment is given by his devotee to a member of the public, Krishna's special attention will be drawn to that man to compensate. He is tolerated, and by way of compensation, he will be benefited. Vrindavan Das has given them some punishment and dishonor. They are mortified, so they must be taken in, and some special grace will come to them. So by this statement, Vrindavan Das has, even to the worst accusers, opened the door to enter into Krishna Lok. We received that sort of interpretation from our Srila Prabhupada. From the standpoint that there cannot be any filthy thing in the devotee, then by whatever they do, some connection will be established with Krishna. Ultimately, a mother has no feeling of revenge to her child. When she chastises her child, then he may cry, but the mother will again come and take him on her lap. So there is no permanent apathy, jealousy, or any spirit of revenge, but rather any connection that comes in any way is only of compassionate temperament to draw him forwards. Of course, that does not mean that willfully we should offend the devotee and try to get benefit thereby. That will be aparad. It will be in the category of offense to think, I will take the name and the reaction for sinning will not affect me.